That'd be good.
And something like these people, that we're just doing one right now, is we're improving a guy's little ratty driveway a little bit and widen it and put a culvert under it for him in exchange for a triangle piece of land that we need for some road right away. It doesn't cost us a dime, and it's probably $200-$300 worth of culvert and fill, and he's happy as a clam, and we've had a problem that's been there since 1913. So there you go. These people, you could probably look around there and find something we can do for them, and they'd be happy.
Yeah. Randy, what you said, bringing up the commission, sounds like a great idea to me.
Okay.
Let's see. How about number five, Transload facility update? Ron, I assume you have something.
Yes, in fact, I cluttered your email boxes for you and for Rick here a few weeks ago. Oh, you got a copy. This is the whole package of a proposed follow-up to what we instituted or kicked off last year. Rick had made an arrangement to meet with Genesee, Wyoming, Missouri, North Arkansas, and UP representative down at Hollister, and we did last August 20, or back in July, I guess it was, and then there was a follow-up that Kevin Phillips, the Industrial Development Department of Genesee and Wyoming, was at that meeting, said he would do some track layouts for us, and the first attachment number one you see there is what he furnished to Rick. And then Rick shared that with us, I think, at our last meeting. A tentative layout there south of Hollister by the wastewater treatment plant that we were talking about previously. And he emphasizes in there that there's very little land on either side, that this would be kind of hemmed in if we needed to expand this in any way. There would be some limitations. But the reality is it will work. They have laid, you know, at least laid the design out. You've got two large tracks here, parallel tracks, where the facility would go in there adjacent to those two tracks. And it's a series of S-curves through there, so it's difficult for him to plat it in there, but he's indicated that he's at least given the conceptual blessing that this would work. Now, we know that at presently, without the east-west corridor going through there and getting access to the highway, that this would be a very difficult place to have this, even on an interim basis, with trucks coming down off of 65, winding their way down into Hollister. It would not work. But it is probably the number one concept we've got to date. But he also looked at two or three other locations south towards the airport, and he didn't see where it would be a natural fit. So in this letter, we're going back after him as a follow-up to try to fine-tune another alternate site, and one that's out by the airport. I just went on the Taney County Beacon and called up, which is attachment number two, another potential site, and actually went out there and drove the area. If 86 were projected, and that's what's in the white there, very roughly, to an area that's blocked out in white there, and attachment number two, possible transload facility property in that area. Now, the problem with planning anything in this area is that it's very hilly, and the terrain, you got 30-foot drops and so forth, but there looks like there's about a 90-acre area there, and then an adjacent 300-acre, which has three different owners. One of them is HCW. There's another hospitality group that had land there set up, if they ever wanted to build hotels or something in that area. And then there's another private owner. There's about probably 300 to 400 acres there with multiple owners. You don't want to get in a situation where there's only one single owner and, you know, they would price it out of reason, but at least there is some land there, and but you'd have to build a road out there to it. Now, what I've just penciled in there is probably similar to what was concepted for the NASCAR facility, That blob on the left there is the hollowed out area of the NASCAR facility. But a road conceivably could project right out and meet up with, you see the railroad coming down from the north there. It's not a very good print here, but it's the best we could come up with at the time. But the railroad comes down from the north to south, and they all intersect right there, if you project 86, right at the north end of the Branson Airport in that plot of land that I have listed there. So what is the next step? Again, this may, we may have other sites that we might want to look at, but we're going back, playing on their good graces that they're working with us. And what's in it for the railroad is they may even fund the track. You know, all options are open. If they can get the business where they can get shipping in this area, the ship all over the country by having rail access here and the highway coming together and the airport, that's what we're looking at. So at least this Industrial Development Department of Genesee, Wyoming, that's what they do on a regular basis. They go all over the United States looking at places to start new developments. And so we're going back with this letter draft here. We're going back saying, can you take a look at this area right in proximity of the airport here and see if there's a place to put the trackage in there? The next attachment over, attachment three, which you can see very vaguely there, I've drawn in a couple of 1,500 to 2,000 foot tracks that would be south end connected, down at the left-hand portion of that wide area, that could fit in that 90-acre area. Now, whether they can actually place that in there, because you've got an S-curve coming through there, we're asking them to take a hard look at it, see if it's feasible to do it. If it's not, they'll tell us so, and so we'll X this one off the list. And it doesn't appear to me to be any other area in close proximity to the airport. Now, there may be down at the south end of the airport. I have not taken a look at that yet. Coming in from, you said, the other side, the BB. Now, that'd be...
BJ.
Or JJ. We may want to have them take a look at that, but this would be the next logical step to take a, at least take a look at.
That's on the south end of the airport, where the airport really believes it is, and they had engineers look at it. They really believed it was there. But when the rail guys were down there, they didn't want to mess with it. So
we'll see if they can physically get a track in here, feasibility, and ask that. And if not, if they can't, they'll come back and tell us so. You know, fairly, they'll know very quickly just by laying it out there on the print, I'm sure.
You had to cross into Arkansas again from the south side too. Now, does that do anything to? It seemed like when they built the airport, there were issues where they were hauling concrete or something, had to cross into Arkansas and had to get a different permit or something. There was some issue there. I don't know if that matters for this group.
Well, there may be also some feasibility looking at, you know, if somebody wants to eventually develop that NASCAR facility, getting that road in there may have multiple purposes use. So there's a lot of brainstorming here. We're just at the conceptual stage now. We're doing what ifs. And so that's what we're going to be asking in this letter for them to take another look at putting the track layout and furnish that to us. But the big thing, the next big thing that's in this letter, the latter part of it, is asking to set up some field trips for us to go look at a couple of the transload sites. And the members of this board would be invited to go. It would just be a day trip to each one. Proposed the facility down at Yellville, which is south of here down in Arkansas. You've got attachment 4A is the map of the Missouri North Arkansas. And Yellville's down there east of Harrisonville, about 20 miles. But also you see Carthage up there. Those are the two nearest existing, and they're fairly new, transload facilities. The one down at Yellville, and then there's two of them up at Carthage. I've run off the list here on attachment 4B, shows the existing transload switching facilities, and you see the Yellville one is the bottom one there. And then there's a Marigold Logistics and Barnstormer Express at Carthage. So I'm proposing for them to look at setting a date that we could meet with their people, and we would just get a band together. I'd get a band together and notify everybody, whoever's available that wants to go up and take a look at them. Then we'd know a lot more about what a facility looks like. I think the facility down at Yellville, though I've never seen it, it's listed here on this attachment 5A, all their capabilities. I think it sizing and so forth may differ, and whether we have a big warehouse with this. In addition to transloading, there may be benefits to have a warehouse that some of the local, like Menards, may want to have some things loaded in there. They don't have room at their facility that we could warehouse and have warehouse charges that whoever takes over and runs this facility could make some revenue off of warehousing as well as transloading. But this facility that's on attachment 5A, it shows they have the capabilities of center beam, flat cars, gondolas, hoppers, bulk pneumatics. They can accept with the transloading, again, from highway to rail to air, lumber, aluminum, bulk, gravel, pipe, steel beams, plastic pellets, chemicals. They have boxcar capability, so that means appliances could come in there, foodstuffs could come in there. It's apparently got the capabilities and probably the sizing of the initial facility that we might want to, you know, conceive of for the Branson Hollister area. But we'd go take a look at it, and they probably, you know, they've got this organization that operates that. That was at our meeting, WEPAC. They design plants, they deploy them, and then they operate them afterwards, all for a fee. So they would be an optimal one to take a hard look at, maybe to work with. So this letter proposes, and I propose it to go out over my signature as a task manager and get feedback from them, and I would coordinate the logistics and how we would get the information out to all of us, but also over Rick's signature, because this is the area where we're talking about them looking at, and Rick's been handling all of this with them, the first interface, and would be where it would end up at. So if the letter looks appropriate, I'm suggesting that Rick, if you would consider signing it, and have your staff type this up in your format, send it on out, and then they'll call me back, and I'll handle all the details and get back with you to see about coordinating a trip to look at. And then come back and give a report. Those who are able to go and take a look at the site, come back and educate everyone about what a transload facility really is and can people afford it and who the role players should be involved with it, et cetera.
Can't see any downside at all.
But we're still in the learning process. This is feasibility only at this stage.
Doug, you're looking like...
Well, that's the only thing with that 90 acres, that's just privately owned someone's land there, right?
Right. Again, there's three set...
Just in that near... It looks like he's good. That Mike Combs has like 2,000 acres there that surround, you know, it's parceled up, but...
I was just looking at that immediate north end there.
He owns that
because
2,000
it only looked like that was a flat land where you could get a couple of thousand foot of track in there. And so that was the reason why. You don't need a large land area. You need enough to put a warehouse in.
What a person needs to see, if he's a fella, which I know him a little bit from my past shot, you would probably know Mike. He's got four or five hotels.
We know Mike.
Yeah. Okay. But would you? I just didn't know, to be planning something on his land without, you know, and maybe that's how it, the best way for that to work. But I didn't know if that's something, you know, of course, because if he didn't have any interest in it, it really wouldn't matter what our interest was, right? Would be my only concern with that, you know, going on to some, you know.
This is, the only purpose of this is to see if it's feasible to get a track in that area. That's all this is to determine, no matter whose land it is. And then if it's feasible and we end up this being the site, then we would approach buying a piece of land, you know, from whoever it might be. But there are multiple ways that probably that track could go in there. You could north end it.